guards a look which made both men take a step backwards. He reached out and undid the thong holding the thick roll of leather behind the saddle. It unrolled. Corporal Knopf whistled. All down the length of leather, held in place by straps, were dozens of pipes. They glistened in the rising sun. "Oh, you're the pape!" the sergeant began, but the other man turned back to the mirror and said, as if talking to his reflection, "Where can a man get a breakfast around here?"
"Oh, if it's breakfast you want, then Mrs. Shover at the Blue Cabbage will—"
"Sausages," said the piper, still shaving. "Burned on one side. 3. Here. 10 minutes. Where is the mayor?"
"If you go down that street and take the first lift—"
"Fetch him."
"Here. You can't—"
the sergeant began. But Corporal Knopf grabbed his arm and pulled him away.
"He's a piper," he hissed. "You don't mess with the piper. Don't you know about him? If he blows the right note on his pipes, your legs will fall off."
"What, like the plague?"
"They say that in Pork Scratchance the council didn't pay him, and he played his special pipe and led all the kids up into the mountains, and they was never seen again."
"Good. Do you think he'd do that here? The place would be a lot quieter."
"Ha! Did you ever hear about that place in Clatch? They hired him to get rid of a plague of mime artists, and when they didn't pay up, he made all the town's watchmen dance into the river and drown."
"No, did he? The devil," said Sergeant Doppelpunkt.
$300 he charges, did you know that?"
$300?
"We'd better get going, Sarge," said Corporal Knopf. "You get the sausages, and I'll get some air."
"No, Knopf. You get the sausages and I'll get the mare, cause the mare's free and Mrs. Shover will want paying."
The mare was already up when the sergeant arrived, and wandering around the house with a worried expression. He looked more worried when the sergeant arrived.
"What's she done this time?" he said.
"Sir?"
said the watchman.
"Sir," like that, meant, "What are you talking about?"
"Malicia hasn't been home all night,"
said the mare.
"So you think something might have happened to her, sir?"
"No, I think she might have happened to someone, man. Remember last month when she tracked down the mysterious headless horseman?"
"Well, you must admit he was a horseman, sir."
"That is true, but he was also a short man with a very high collar. And he was the chief tax gatherer from Mintz. I'm still getting official letters about it. Tax gatherers do not, as a rule, like young ladies dropping on them out of trees. And then, in September, there was that business about
the mystery of Smuggler's Windmill, sir," said the sergeant, rolling his eyes.
"Which turned out to be Mr. Vogel, the town clerk, and Mrs. Schumann, the shoemaker's wife, who happened to be there merely because of their shared interest in studying the habits of barn owls."
"And Mr. Vogel had his trousers off because he'd torn them on a nail," said the sergeant, not looking at the mare.
"Which Mrs. Schumann was very kindly repairing for him," said the mayor, not looking at the sergeant.
"By moonlight," said the sergeant.
"She happens to have very good eyesight," snapped the mayor, "and she didn't deserve to be bound and gagged along with Mr. Vogel, who caught quite a chill as a result. I had complaints from him and from her, and from Mrs. Vogel, and from Mr. Schumann, and from Mr. Vogel after Mr. Schumann went round to his house and hit him with a last, and from Mrs. Schumann after Mrs. Vogel called her a—"
"A last what, sir?" said the sergeant.
"What?"
"Hit him with a last what?"
The mayor stared at the sergeant's honest but puzzled expression.
"At last, men," he said. "It's a kind of wooden foot shoemakers use when they're making shoes. Heaven knows what Malicia's doing this time."
"I expect we'll find out when we hear the bang, sir."
"And what was it you wanted me for, sergeant?"
"The red papers here, sir."
The mayor went pale.
"Already?"
he said.
"Yes, sir. He's having a shave in the fountain."
"Where's my official chain?"
said the mayor, staring around wildly.
"My official robe, my official hat. Quick, man, help me."
"He looks like quite a slow shaver, sir,"
said the sergeant, following the mayor out of the room at a run.
"Over in Klotz, the mayor kept the piper waiting too long, and he played his pipe and turned him into a badger,"
said the mayor, flinging open a cupboard.
"Ah, here they are. Help me on with them, will you?"
When they arrived in the town square, out of breath, the piper was sitting on a bench, surrounded at a safe distance by a very large crowd. He was examining half a sausage on the end of a fork. Corporal Knopf was standing next to him like